Video: NC high school track star disqualified after winning race due to controversial taunting gesture. By Warner Todd Houston on May 19, 2026. A North Carolina high school track star went from winning his state championship race to being disqualified when authorities ruled that he used a taunting gesture as he crossed the finish line. Mallard Creek Boys track and field runner Nyon Brown was immediately disqualified mere seconds after he won the 4x400 relay on Saturday. Officials said that when he raised his left hand in triumph as he crossed the finish line, it qualified as taunting and unsporting conduct to those running behind him. Taunting gestures are banned on the track by state athletic rules, the New York Post reported. Watch. Mallard Creek Boys Track and Field was disqualified for unsportsmanlike conduct after winning the 4x400 relay in the final event of the day. Had the result stayed, the Mavericks would have won the team state championship. Instead, they remained in second place. You can read the pic.twitter.com/twillwanuxt. High School Ot, at High School Ot, May 16, 2026. Mallard Creek staff filed an appeal of the ruling on Monday in a grievance with the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, NCHSA, Board of Directors and Commissioner Kay Tucker. The Independent Interscholastic Athletic Appeals Board will review the appeal. Over the past several days, the conclusion of the 8A Men's Track and Field Championship has generated significant discussion across North Carolina and beyond, NCHSA said Tuesday in a statement posted to X. NCHSA recognizes and understands there is deep disappointment experienced by the student athletes, coaches, and the school community involved. As previously stated, officiating decisions made during competition are judgment calls administered by certified meet officials under NFHS playing rules and NCHSA rules relative to unsporting behavior and actions, and are considered final decisions. Over the past several days, the conclusion of the 8A Men's Track and Field Championship has generated significant discussion across North Carolina and beyond. NCHSA recognizes and understands there is deep disappointment experienced by the student athletes, coaches, and the NCHSA, at NCHSA, May 19, 2026. Commissioner Tucker added that judgment decisions made by meet officials are done with the full knowledge of NFHS track and field rules as well as rules and expectations of NCHSA relative to unsporting behavior and actions, and said, "We recognize there is deep disappointment experienced by the student athletes, coaches, and the school community involved." The student claims he did not mean to taunt anyone with his gesture. "Anyone who has competed against me over the last 9 years knows that I have always competed with respect for the sport and respect for my opponents," Brown wrote on Instagram on Monday. "I would never intentionally taunt another athlete." Still, race officials said that during the weekend's events, Brown was warned for flexing at photographers after winning the 300-meter hurdles. But Mallard coach Sam Willoughby disputed that claim and said that there was never any formal warning issued to Brown before the ultimate disqualification in the 4x400 relay. Ultimately, Brown says he hopes the incident leads to more lenient rules for athletes celebrating a win on the field. "While I am disappointed in the final decision, I believe this moment creates an opportunity for a larger conversation within track and field about allowing young athletes to celebrate major accomplishments. Celebration is part of sports, especially at championship events," the student, who will be attending North Carolina State next season, said in a statement. "I will continue learning from this experience, and I hope conversations like this help create clearer expectations for how young athletes can express joy in meaningful moments." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.